Allah, help me understanding of Islam. Allah, help me understanding of Islam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to the final episode of Articles of Faith. Inshallah, in today's episode, we will be covering the day which is known as the final day, the day of judgment, the day of recompense. But before we go into the topic, let's listen to a excellence of recitation of Durood and Salam upon our Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It states that the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Indeed, your names are presented to me along with your identity. Therefore, recite salat upon me with eloquent words." SubhanAllah. Our names, our identities are brought and delivered to the court of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam whenever we recite salat upon him. So we should do so in good words. Recite salat upon him in nice, beautiful words, and with love and devotion. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's all recite together with love and devotion upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace and blessings. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the day of Qiyamah, this will certainly be established. Someone that does not believe in the day of Qiyamah, the last day, the day when the deeds will be judged, then in that case, that person will leave the folds of Islam. He will be a disbeliever. On this day, not only the souls will be revived, but also the bodies will come back to life as well. And as you know, from amongst the articles of faith is وَالْبَعْثِ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ, to believe that after death, we will be surely resurrected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring us back to life with flesh, with body, as we was in this world. This is surely going to happen, a fundamental belief of Islam. Someone that rejects this belief, someone that says that we're not going to be resurrected after death, then that person is a disbeliever. This is proven from the Quran, this is proven from Hadith. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, if a person has been in the grave and he's lived there for thousands of years, centuries and many millenniums, what will be the state of that person's body? It would have decayed, it would have disintegrated. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that from that dust, He will make back our bodies again. In fact, the scholars of Islam have said that in our spinal cord, there is a certain small particle that no matter how much the body is disintegrated, no matter if the body is burnt, if it's drowned, no matter what happens to the body, that particle will still remain. And from that particle, our body will be rebirthed and recreated. On the Day of Judgment, when we will be coming out from our graves, the first person to come out from the grave will be Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the Day of Judgment, the world will have a different look as well. First of all, it will be in Syria, the plains of Syria, where the Qiyamah, the day of resurrection, the day of judgment will be taking place. The ground will be not like the ground it is today. So in this world, we have hills, we have mountains, etc. But in this time, the world will be completely flattened out. In fact, it said that if a mustard seed, small little mustard seed, if that was placed on one side, then you'll be able to see it from far. That's how smooth and flattened the ground will become. The ground will be made out of copper and the sun will be close to our heads. The scholars of Islam say that a mile above our heads. Now this mile might refer to a mile in actual distance, or it could refer to the stick that is used to apply kuhl, surma, to the eyes. At that time, the sun will be so close to our heads, so close to our bodies that we will feel severe heat. Our bodies will sweat profusely. Our brains will boil. Blood in our brain will boil. And when we sweat, the ground will take in that sweat. 70 yards into the ground, that sweat will be drenched. And when the ground cannot absorb anymore, then the sweat will start to rise above the ground. Now, as per accordance to one's bad deeds or evil that he did in the world, that's how much sweat he will be in. So some people, their sweat will be up to their ankles. Some of them will be up to their shins, up to their knees, up to their waist. Some will be drowning in their own sweat. It said that the disbelievers, their sweat will be up to their mouth and they will be drowning in their own sweat. At this time, because of severe heat, the dryness of the mouth will be such an extent that it will feel as if there are thorns in our mouth. Our tongue will feel very prickly and very thorny. Some people's tongues will be hanging out of their mouths. The thirst of people will be very intense. They will be feeling very thirsty. A person that did not pay zakat, then that gold and silver will be brought and it will be made to melt and it will be placed on him. The people that did not pay zakat on their animals, then it will be made that that person will be laid, lay on the ground and them animals will become healthy and they will trample over him. And this will continue until the time when they will be questioned about their deeds. People who are close in this world, mothers and daughters, fathers and sons, brothers and sisters, they will flee from each other. Allah says in the Holy Quran about the day when people, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ, parents will desert their children. A man will desert his wife and his children. And people will just be worried about themselves. Nafsa nafsi. People will be worried just only about what will happen to them. What will I be? What will be the state of me on the Day of Judgment? Then Prophet Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he will be given the order to separate the people, those people that are going to the hellfire from those that are going into paradise. And he will ask that, how much shall I separate? And he will say that those that are deserving of the hellfire are 999 out of 1,000. Separate them. So there will be 999 that will be deserving of the fire of hell and one that will be deserving of paradise. People will be extremely sad and worried that it will feel as if they are intoxicated. Their mental health will be so much that it will feel as if they are intoxicated due to their stress and their worry. People that were young will become old. Women that were pregnant will drop their pregnancy. They will have miscarriages due to their worry and the stress of the Day of Judgment. So these torments will be of 50,000 years. When half a day passes, so these things will be happening in this time. And when a half day will pass, they will find themselves in the same problems, the same punishments, the same issues that they are going through, of sadness, of grief, of worry, of not being judged. They will feel that when will the time of judgment come and this punishment that we're in, this worry that we're in, the stress that we're in, when will this finish? So at this point, they will converse with each other and they will ask that, what should we do? Then the decision will be made that they need to take intercession from the pious. So first of all, they will go to the prophets alayhi salatu wasalam. They will go to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. They will ask him that, you were the first creation of Allah from the humans that Allah created. You are the father of all humans. Allah created you. He adorned you with His special soul. And He commanded the angels to prostrate to you. He gave you the knowledge of all things and made you His chosen friend. Have mercy upon us and intercede on behalf of us, so that Allah Almighty can release us from this punishment and this torment. Prophet Adam alayhi salatu wasalam will say that, it is not my position to intercede for you. Today I am concerned about my own well-being. He will further state that the wrath of Allah is so intense today that never has it been witnessed in such intensity before, and never shall such intensity be witnessed again. He will then ask them to go to another. اِذْهَبُوا إِلَىٰ غَيْرِي. اِذْهَبُوا إِلَىٰ غَيْرِي. Now go to someone else. Go to someone else. Then they will go to Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. And like this to each of the prophets alayhi salatu wasalam. They will ask each and every one of them for intercession. They will all say that today the wrath of Allah has not been witnessed as it is today from before, and nor will it be witnessed again. And they will all say that idhabu ila ghayri, go to someone else, go to someone else. They will go to Sayyidina Prophet Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and finally they will come to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and they will ask him that, oh Prophet of Allah, O Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, intercede for us. And he too will then say to him that it is not in my power to intercede for you today. He will then ask them to go to that individual who has the authority of intercession on today's day. So they will all go towards the last and final prophet, the seal of prophethood, Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They will say that, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Almighty Allah has blessed you with the power to open the doors of intercession. And when they say this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam will reply that, ana laha, that I am for this reason, I am for this reason, subhanallah. He will say that, ana sahibukum, that I am the one you have been seeking for. And then he will enter into the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, falling into sajda and asking for intercession. And Allah Azza wa Jal will reply, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, raise your head and say whatever you wish to say and it will be heard. Ask whatever you desire and it will be fulfilled. And intercede for whoever you want. Your intercession will be accepted. Subhanallah. And this is the day, my dear viewers of Madni channel, when the station, the Maqam of Mahmood, the station of exalted praise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be shown. And in this way, in groups, people will be interceded for and they will be judged and taken into paradise. Subhanallah, subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madni channel, at this point, after this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will have opened the doors of intercession. After these, the other prophets, the other awliya, the sahaba, the huffaz, those that have been mentioned in ahadith that will intercede for people, then they will also start to intercede for people. The ulama, the scholars, they will intercede for people. My dear viewers of Madni channel, the day of reckoning and accountability of the last day is a fact and truth. And we certainly will be held accountable for our deeds. The one who rejects the reality of accountability and reckoning is a disbeliever. And on the day of reckoning, there will be those whom Allah Almighty will question, and there will be them who will be not questioned as well. They will be saved from the questioning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There will be so many people that will be judged, and they will be then thrown into the fire of hell. There will be some that will accept their wrongdoings and say that, oh Allah, hide our sins. Some people will be questioned with intense strictness, and some people will have mercy of Allah upon them, and they will be entered without accountability. The Holy Prophet ﷺ has said that 70,000 from my ummah will enter Jannah without accountability, without reckoning. And through their blessings, another 70,000 will enter Jannah. And with each of them, Allah Almighty will send another three groups, three jama'ats into paradise as well. And now, my dear viewers, it's unknown that how many amount of numbers of people will be in them three groups. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. It's mentioned that those that perform the Tahajjud prayer, they will be allowed to enter paradise without accountability. There will be such a person from the Ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who will have 99 journals full of bad sins, 99 books of deeds full of bad sins, of evil. And that will be as far as the eye can see. It will then be placed upon the weighing scale, the mizan. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that indeed your one good deed is present before us. Today you will not be treated unjustly. A piece of paper will then be brought and put onto the other side of the scale. And on that piece of paper it will be said, written, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. That piece of paper will then be placed onto the weighing scale. And the person will think that, you know, it's 99 journals on one side that are reaching to the skies. And one piece of paper on one side, definitely it won't equate. But the scales of that will show that the scale of the one piece of paper which had the shahada on it will be more heavier than the 99 journals of bad deeds. There is no limit of the mercy of Allah Almighty. And on that day, the mercy of Allah will be upon his bondsmen. On the day of Qiyamah, each person will be handed their book of deeds. Those who are obedient servants of Allah will receive their book of deeds in their right hand. And those that were sinful, that were disbelievers, their chest will be torn open and their hands will be thrusted through their chests and they will be pulled from their back. And in this way, their book of deeds will be given behind them. We pray to Allah that may Allah give us our book of deeds in our right hand. May Allah bless us without accountability and entrance into Jannah. Ameen. Bijahi Nabil. Ameen. The viewers of Madri channel, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been blessed with the pond of Gawthar. And this is a true fact. The length of this blessed pond is the distance covered during 1 month's journey. On its banks, there are absolutely beautiful dome-shaped structures made from pearls. Its four ends are all equal, meaning that they are all right-angled. Its sand is fragrant with musk. Its water is whiter than milk, and sweeter than honey, and more pure than musk. Once you take one sip from the pond of Gawthar, you will never be thirsty again. There are goblets floating on Gawthar, which are more than the number of stars in the sky. And there are two streams of Jannah that lead to the pond of Gawthar. One is of gold and the other is of silver. Dear viewers of Madani channel, the mizan, the scale, this is true, this is haq. The good deeds and the bad deeds will be placed on the scale of deeds. And the plate will look differently. That the scale of this world, the thing which is heavier, is normally down. But in the day of Qiyamah, it will be the opposite. The thing which will be heavier will be up, and the thing which is more lighter will be down. Allah Almighty will then bless the Prophet ﷺ with Maqam al-Mahmood, the exalted station of praise. And it's here that the entire creation, from the beginning till the end, will praise him. The Prophet ﷺ will be given a flag which is known as Liwa'ul Hamd, and the believers will be under that flag from the time of Prophet Adam a.s. all the way till the day of Qiyamah. The bridge of Sirat, full Sirat, the bridge, this is haq, this is true. And this is a bridge which is constructed over the fire of hell. It's thinner than a hair, and its sharpness is sharper than the sword. And this will be the only route to get towards paradise. Everyone will cross the bridge of Sirat. Some people who were sinners, they will struggle on that bridge. Some that were disbelievers will fall into the fire of hell. And some will travel on that bridge of Sirat as fast as lightning, reaching to the doors of paradise. On the day of judgment, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he won't be just in one place. In fact, he will be at the mizan, at the scales, interceding for those whose good deeds are few. He will be allowing them to be pardoned. He will then be seen at the pond of Gawthar, giving people water from the pond of Gawthar and removing the thirst of his ummah. He will be seen on the bridge of Pul Sirat, lifting those who fall and making their way to paradise. In other words, the Prophet ﷺ will at every time be seen helping his ummah, helping the nation. And everyone will be calling out to the Prophet ﷺ for his assistance. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be the only one not concerned about himself, and he will be carrying out the responsibility of the entire universe. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. The day of Qiyamah will take place for 50,000 years, and a day will be the most testing torments and difficulties. And the day will be made trouble-free for the pious and chosen servants of Allah. And for those servants, 50,000 years will pass in the amount that it takes to complete the Fard Salah. Actually, it will pass even faster than this. For some, the day will pass as fast as the blink of an eye. And then people will, inshallah, be entered into the gardens of paradise. The pious will be in Jannah, and the unfortunate disbelievers and unfortunate wrongdoers will be in the pits of hell. My dear viewers of Madinah, one point to keep in mind is that every Muslim, whether good or bad, will enter into paradise. The shirt, the condition of entering into paradise is Iman. Anyone with Iman, with even a zarra, with even a small particle worth of Iman in them, they will enter into paradise. Even if the person was a sinful person, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can either with His mercy enter him into paradise and forgive his sins, or he will be tormented due to his sins and eventually given the entrance into the gardens of paradise. We pray to Allah that may Allah Azza wa Jal, may Allah Rahman and Rahim have mercy upon us. May we be the chosen ones, those that are viewing this program on Madani Channel, the Articles of Faith. May we be the chosen ones as well to enter into paradise without accountability. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, the course of these 10 episodes of Articles of Faith, we covered a lot regarding the belief about a Muslim, the belief about Allah, the belief about His angels, His books, His prophets, the Day of Judgment, the signs of the Day of Judgment, belief about destiny. We covered all of these topics, my dear viewers on Madani Channel. I would like to request that you continue the search of knowledge. Continue learning about the Islamic belief. For this, Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami has many avenues that you can reach out to and start learning and seeking knowledge of Islam. We have the Jamiatul Madina institution where Dawat Islami has students which are becoming alim and alimat. We have Faizan Online Academy, in which you can, through online learning, study religion of Islam and different sciences. We have the Madani Qafila that travel every month in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and other avenues to learn the knowledge of Islam. Madani Channel itself is also one of the avenues. I pray that may Allah Azza wa Jalla bless us with more knowledge of Islam, more knowledge of the Aqeedah, and keep us within the folds of Islam and within Iman, and also upon Ahli Sunnati wal Jama'ah. Continue watching Madani Channel and continue with this mission in mind that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, help me understanding of Islam. Allah, help me understanding of Islam.